May we always feel the love of heavenly things. Amen. What does it mean to be a servant leader? This is one of the questions that Jesus is inviting us to contemplate in our gospel this Sunday. And in Mark, our disciples become allegories of us, of ourselves as we too struggle with Jesus' teachings, struggle with hoping that Jesus won't be betrayed, that he won't be killed, and then in the rejoicing of his rising. We struggle with the betrayal and killing because in these acts we see the darkness that is possible within the human heart when we let fear and power grasp hold of our heart. And the disciples, not wanting to look too closely at the truth Jesus is speaking, and still clinging to the hope that Jesus will be their traditional understanding of who the Messiah is supposed to be, decided to change the subject. And they do this by arguing about who amongst them is the bestest. So Jesus sits the disciples down, which for them would indicate that Jesus had something he wanted to teach them. And when they all sit down, Jesus tells them in another way that God's kingdom, that the Messiah, is so radically different from what they are thinking and expecting. Jesus, in his next words to them, says, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." He is telling them to let go. Let go of our assumptions that greatness and power are what we should be striving for. When it is the relationships we cultivate and how we cultivate them, this is what brings wholeness and completeness and love and hope into our lives and the lives of others. So to hammer this point home, Jesus brings a child towards him. And in their culture, a child was largely viewed as property, meant to be invisible until needed. A child had zero social status. A child had zero rights. A child had zero protections. So he says to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." I think the disciples were probably left mute, perhaps an overabundant amount of blinking as they process something they don't really want to hear. Yet they can feel deep in their hearts that what Jesus is saying is true, and that everything Jesus has said and done makes these pronouncements even truer. And well, this got me thinking about children and servant leadership. And some things I'd read in Jonathan Kozol's book, Letters to a Young Teacher. Kozol shares that the most important lesson for any teacher and student is the one where the teacher and student have established a chemistry of trust. Because when this happens, then the learning can begin. And Kozol shares another story of what it is like to walk into a classroom of elementary students who are super excited to be asking this guest teacher questions. And in their excitement, they'll begin to do remarkable chair gymnastics to get his attention. And if that doesn't work, a chorus of ooh, 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 until finally, called upon, only to by then have forgotten the question. And they will look bewilderingly and ask, what? Because really, the students just wanted to be recognized by someone they've deemed special, thus made special themselves, much like our disciples, who need reassurance that Jesus loves them and values them, that what they are doing together matters. Jesus tells us that to be a servant leader means being able to create trust and safe spaces for people to feel like they too can raise their hands excitedly, wanting to share of themselves, wanting to be part of something bigger than themselves. Servant leadership creates and cultivates relationships, the care of dignity for every person they encounter. Servant leadership is one where we strive for the betterment of all without worrying about who is the best, who is the greatest, because it is about the journey we take together and what we leave behind and the pieces of ourselves that, when given freely, create offshoots of hope, even when we don't know it. So Jesus reassures us and tells us that when we welcome people into our lives, we welcome God into our lives. This is how precious our relationships are. Every day, we are given opportunities to cultivate our relationships. Every day, we are given opportunities to help others. Every day, we are given the opportunity to see the world with such excitement that we're doing chair gymnastics. Amen.